Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Ruttman. A Derby woman was killed in Yellowstone National Park.
Park officials on Monday identified the victim of a grizzly bear attack as 47-year-old Derby resident Amy Adamson. The attack happened Saturday morning just a few hundred yards from a trailhead campground. Park rangers say it appears Adamson was jogging on the trail at the time of the attack. A passing hiker found the woman's body about 8 miles from the busy tourist town of West Yellowstone.
With Americans having increased their collective credit card debt by a record $179.4 billion last year, WalletHub has released a report on the states with the highest and lowest credit card debts by evaluating the 50 states and the District of Columbia. Kansas came in 11th with $2,510 in average credit card debt. This is Kansas Information Network News.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy, and I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the...
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make a around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A group of Kansas agricultural producers and the Kansas Natural Resource Coalition are suing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for its lesser prairie chicken protections. And attorney Charles Yates with Pacific Legal Foundation is representing the group of landowners and County Board of Commissioners. Yates said the federal government has just imposed enormous regulations on land use across an enormous area of the country and a large area of western Kansas. However, it hasn't engaged in the proper process to do so. The bird was added to the endangered species list earlier this year, and several groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Kansas Livestock Association, are also suing the agency over the decision. Yates said cattle producers could face significant civil and criminal penalties for violating the Endangered Species Act if they don't have a proper grazing plan in place. And now cattle ranchers in the area who want to turn cattle out on native grassland habitats that could affect the species have to go to a consultant and essentially have a government plan approved just to graze cattle on their own property. Yates argues that the Fish and Wildlife Service is violating the constitutional separation of powers and expects a court decision to be made in the next 12 to 18 months. A federal judge has ruled that the Kansas Highway Patrol violated the constitutional rights of motorists and has ordered the Kansas Highway Patrol to stop its policies and practices of detaining motorists without reasonable suspicion. The practice, commonly known as the Kansas two-step, is a tactic in which troopers at the end of a traffic stop take a couple of steps toward their patrol vehicle before turning around to initiate a voluntary interaction with the driver. And the tactic would allow for extra time to look for incriminating information or to get drug-sniffing dogs to a location. U.S. District Judge Catherine Vratel wrote in an order filed on Friday that the Kansas Highway Patrol has waged war on motorists, especially out-of-state residents traveling between Colorado and Missouri on Federal Highway I-70 in Kansas. If the injunction stands, Judge Vratel said, moving forward, a trooper who seeks to re-engage with a driver or occupant of a vehicle after a traffic stop is concluded must affirmatively inform the subject of his or her right to refuse and to revoke consent at any time, and document the subject's consent on a written form which explains those rights. The written form shall include separate signature lines for the trooper to certify that the trooper has read and explained these rights to the subject, and for the subject to affirm that he or she understands the right to refuse and to revoke consent to the search. The Kansas Highway Patrol was sued in 2019 by the ACLU on behalf of several people who were subject to the two-step strategy, and the ACLU called the ruling a huge win for those driving on Kansas highways. The lawsuit's parties have until the middle of August to respond to the terms of a possible injunction. On Monday, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation announced a strengthened effort dedicated to stopping fentanyl trafficking in the Sunflower State. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said it's part of a collaborative initiative, the Joint Fentanyl Impact Team, or JFIT, with the Kansas Attorney General's Office, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and Homeland Security Investigations. The KBI said JFIT's objective is to identify and disrupt fentanyl trafficking and distribution networks and remove this deadly drug from Kansas streets. In its news release announcing the task force formation, the KBI said KBI special agents, Kansas Highway Patrol troopers, and Homeland Security investigating agents experienced in complex narcotics investigations are part of teams in which members are embedded alongside federal, state, and local law enforcement officers operating all across Kansas. The agency added that this task force will allow for increased coordination of intelligence, personnel, and resources, and the task force has implemented several proactive strategies to address the dangers inflicted on Kansas by fentanyl manufacturers and dealers. The KBI's new K-9 unit is also a component to JFIT's strategy to stop fentanyl trafficking in Kansas, and the agency said these are the first fentanyl-detecting K-9 officers in Kansas. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
Winter wheat farmers made significant progress harvesting their crop last week in Kansas, though the USDA says only 87% of the crop is in, well behind the average of 100%. The corn condition is rated 58% good to excellent, with 24% in the dough stage and 68% silking. And soybeans are 58% good to excellent, with 35% setting pods. Pasture and range conditions are 30% good to excellent. Topsoil moisture is 69% good to excellent. And subsoil moisture is 59% good to excellent. Kansas could get another $25 million in federal funding from the bipartisan infrastructure law to seal off abandoned oil wells, which can pose a health risk. Kansas received an initial $25 million in funding to plug wells last year, and the Kansas Corporation Commission, which manages the process, reported that more than 1,200 of the state's remaining orphaned wells were sealed using that money. A main concern is that abandoned wells can lead to methane leaks, and the leaks can harm the environment, and large concentrations of methane can make people sick, posing a real physical health safety risk. Some wells are more hazardous than others, and KCC Oil and Gas Conservation Division Director Ryan Hoffman said they want to eliminate the ones that could be a threat to drinking water, groundwater, and potentially human safety. The state began plugging wells in the 1990s using fees collected from the oil and gas industry. However, according to the KCC, the addition of federal funds accelerated the process. The additional funding would be doled out from the $660 million set aside by the infrastructure law, and orphan wells can be reported through the KCC website at kcc.ks.gov. In response to increased reports of electronic benefit transfer or EBT card thefts across the United States, the Kansas Department for Children and Families is accepting requests for replacement of the stolen food assistance, also known as SNAP benefits. Department for Children and Family Secretary Laura Howard said access to healthy food is a key component of a family's well-being, and this program will help Kansans whose benefits have been stolen recoup those resources, helping to ensure they can provide healthy, nutritious meals for their family members. There have been fewer than 20 reports of stolen benefits in Kansas, though nationally, the numbers are higher, which prompted the signing of the Consolidated Appropriations Act in December 2022, which includes a provision for the replacement of stolen EBT benefits with federal funds. Food assistance benefits eligible for replacement include those stolen from card skimming, card cloning, and other types of fraudulent methods between October 1, 2022 and September 30, 2024. And cardholders have 45 calendar days from the day of the theft to make a report to the Department for Children and Families. If a Kansan believes their food assistance benefits have been stolen, they should contact the Department for Children and Families or call the fraud hotline at 1-800-432-3913. On August 14th, Dolly Parton will be present in Kansas to celebrate statewide success of her Imagination Library program at a closed event hosted by the Imagination Library of Kansas. Through the Imagination Library, each month, children from birth to age 5 receive free books from Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which began in 1995 in Tennessee, and in nearly three decades has gifted more than 200 million books worldwide. In a news release announcing Parton's visit to the Sunflower State, Governor Kelly said Pratt, Kansas, has the distinction of starting the first Imagination Library site outside of Tennessee in 2005. And today, Kansas is celebrating over 52,200 children enrolled and celebrating the milestone of gifting more than 3.8 million books to children since 2005. Parton started the Imagination Library to foster her love of reading for the children within her home county, and she drew inspiration for the program from her father's inability to read. You can learn more about the Imagination Library and how to get involved at imaginationlibrary.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel. It's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated. You want your bank to offer services that are easy to use and easy to understand. With Equity Bank, you have access to great banking services like online banking and bill pay, a free mobile app, Apple and Android Pay, and even mobile check deposit. Unlike other banks, Equity Bank won't hide fees and complicated services or disclosure language. Plus, customers put even more money in their pocket thanks to nationwide ATM access and no fees on your ATM transactions. Equity Bank, with locations in Norton and Almena, member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. We're getting towards the latter part of July, and as of Sunday, Kansas had only 87% of their wheat harvest completed. Mary Marsh with Kansas Wheat has the latest harvest update.
In Finney County, a big storm that dropped 3 to 5 inches of rain and hail Thursday, July 20th, further delayed those final fields. With triple-digit temperatures this week, most producers should be able to finish up. Test weights were good at 60 to 61 pounds per bushel, but are now averaging just under 59 pounds per bushel due to continued rain. Moisture has stayed steady at 12%. Proteins are averaging in the 12% range. Yields are highly variable with a lot of abandoned acres, with some fields not even germinating until January or February. Despite the seemingly constant rain delays and ever-increasing weed pressure, wheat farmers like Gary Miller-Shosky are determined to do whatever it takes to finish cutting the fields left standing. The entire growing season for Miller-Shosky has been a battle. Before May 15th, his acres only had received 6 to 8 inches of moisture for the last year and a half. He planted wheat at the end of September and only had 30 to 40% emergence. He destroyed all but 15% of his acres. There in the southern half of Kearney County, he estimated up to 90% of the wheat acres were abandoned. In comparison, the northern half of the county saw unbelievable yields if producers were fortunate enough to get the wheat to come up. Miller-Shosky reported test weight started as high as 61.7 pounds per bushel, and protein should be higher than average due to prior drought conditions. He is hoping to average 25 bushels per acre on the field he has left to cut. Test weights have dropped down to 56 or 57 pounds per bushel. We're back to cutting again. With any luck, we'll wrap it up tomorrow. Nobody likes to quit a failure, and I'll be danged if I'm going to quit on a bad year, said Miller-Shosky.
Fall crops continue ahead of schedule. Corn silking in Kansas has reached 68%, ahead of 59 last year and 69 for the average. Kansas soybeans are blooming, about 59% of them, ahead of 48% last year and 55% for the average. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. No let up on the heat for a while with strong upper-level high pressure parked over the central plains. Temperatures across Kansas likely will top out at or just over 100 this afternoon. Some parts of our central counties could get to about 105. Humidity fairly high, too, so a heat advisory covers most of the state with the heat indices going to 105 to 107. Humidity will be increasing a little bit on Wednesday and Thursday. Rain chances are low with that strong high-pressure system inhibiting most of the convective activity. Isolated thunderstorms will be possible in the northwest counties later on today and across the north-central counties overnight. On the map heading into the afternoon, a warm front is off to our north, and we're obviously on the hot side of that with a low-pressure trough setting up in western Kansas and a surface flow of very warm air coming in from the southern plains. Not much in the way of moist air available for afternoon thunderstorms, except for a few isolated late-day storms in our northern and northwestern counties. Some lingering thunderstorms into the overnight hours for the northern and northwestern counties, but dry elsewhere. Pretty sultry overnight. Lows will be in the upper 60s to upper 70s. Very little change for tomorrow morning with that low-pressure trough still in place over west-central Kansas and an upper-level high-pressure system parked overhead. We may see some isolated thunderstorms in the far western counties, but otherwise sunny, hot, and humid. Afternoon highs will be in the low 100s and about the same for Thursday. In the northwest counties this afternoon, 100 to 105, upper 60s and low 70s overnight. Low 100s north-central tonight, we're in the low to mid-70s. Upper 90s and low 100s northeast and mid to upper 70s for the overnight hours. Southwest, low 100s today, upper 60s and low 70s overnight. South-central, 100 to 105, and tonight we're in the upper 70s. Near 100 in the southeast counties and upper 70s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.